Lacher is lekonu. You don't have a right to grab. So again, you can't be a shliach to help out one person if you're making it bad for somebody else. Some say the svar from a shliach of the baravera, or some there's no svar. You can't be a shliach to be chav for somebody else, do something bad to somebody else. So therefore, this messenger has no right to grab the ship for a chosh for yema b'chosh. So if kids, the messenger, the shliach left it alone. So now what happened is tavsu inu. So they both grabbed it. Rev Pop and Rev Huna, they both grabbed the ship now. Because this person that died also owed them money. And they're not a shliach. They're grabbing it for themselves. So they went down to grab the ship for themselves. So what happened? Rev Papa Mimlach Meluche. Rev Papa like started to row the boat. That's the way he was kind of it. Trashi Manhiga Ba'oigen Shalor. He started to row it, move it. Rav Huna Brethren of Yeshua Mamtach Le Biyashli. Grace, he pulled down the strings, the sail. He started to work with. So the Marama, each one said, I'm not Kanina Lalakuli. I made a kinyan to be kind of the whole ship. The guy owes me $1,000. This whole ship belongs to me. Well, Marama, the other one said, Marama, no, I'm not Kanina Lalakuli. I got the whole ship. I put the sails in its position. That's my kinyan. So they're arguing who has the right to get it. Pogaburav Pinchas Barami. Pinchas Barami met up with them. Omalu, he said to them like this. Rav and Shmuel, the Amr Tavaya, both Rav and Shmuel both said before that even according to Reb Tarfin, Vushet Zibur and the Menachem Rishos Rabbim. When do you have a right to grab it? Only if it's in the Rishos Rabbim. But not if it's in the Simta. So who are the ship if not in the Rishos Rabbim? Omalu, they said back, no. Ana Name Mecher Mifusa de Nahara Tafisna. We chap the ship when it was in the middle of the river. So Rashi says, we didn't find it by the bank of the river. That's like a simta. We got it in the middle of the river. Since all the ships go there in the middle of the river, that's also considered like Rishus Rabbim. It's not a private property there. Therefore, we have a right to grab it. So therefore, they're still arguing who has the right to keep the ship. So what happened was, Osla came with the Rava. They finally came in front of Rava. Omalus, Rava said to them, Kaku achiyura, like a white, Rashi says of Ozim, white geese. Shalchi glima dinshi, you're taking away clothing for people. So what are you doing trying to grab the ship? Hochi yomer Rav Nachman, this is what Rav Nachman said, Vu shetofas mechayim, that we pass on like Rabbi Kiva, that once the father dies, you can't grab it anymore. It goes right away to the Yorshim. The only time you have right to be tough for something to grab it is Mechayim, when the person is still alive. And here you're telling me you grabbed it after the person died, so nothing doing. You both have to give the ship back to the Yorshim. Avimi Brei the Rabbi Avua. Have a maski Bezuze Bechuzoi. That he owed money to people living in Bechuzoi. He owed money there. Shadrinu Biyakoma Brei the Rabbi Avua. So he sent the money that he borrowed from these people, beyond this person, he sent it in the hands of Chama Brei, the Rabbi Baravua. Ozal, so the Shliach went, Parinu, and he paid up the money for him. Omalu, now after the Shliach gave the $1,000 to them, he told them, Hovu li shtara, give me back the shtar. Listen, you have a document saying that Avimi Brei, the Rabbi Avua, owes you $1,000. Now I'm paying you up to $1,000. So give me back that check, give me back the shtar, saying that he owes you the money. Omale, they said back, you know what, nothing doing, we're not giving you back the shtar. You know why? Sitroyaninu. Sitroyaninu means, Rashi says, Mitzad acharinu noisim boy, milva peh, humachmas oisim milva nachsipem. In other words, we're saying true, we have a shtar right now, a document saying that he owes us $1,000. And true, you just paid us $1,000 for him. But what you paid us is not because of the shtar. They're saying now we also lent him $1,000 par pair without a shtar. And that's really what they're saying is we lent him $2,000. So very nice. You're giving us back $1,000 for the money that we lent him verbally. But for the shtar that I have written down, nothing doing. We're not going to give it back to you right now. And that you didn't pay up yet. So that's what the people did. So what's the law here? Is Osla Kaim of the Rebavua, the one in front of Rebavua. Omle, he said, Is the Shliach, Is Lechosadi the Bratinu? Do you have any proof that you paid up the money altogether? Like after they didn't want to give back the shtar, after he gave the money, he went to complain to Bezdin. So the Dayan asked him, do you have any proof that you paid up altogether?
Omale lo, he said, no, I paid up the money by privately. There's no Edom, they don't have any Edom. Omale, if so, you're finished. You're not believed. Mi gud yechodem loymer. Lo hoyud var meyelam. Since these people, if they wanted to lie, they could have said l'hadam. They could have said nothing ever happened. You're screaming that you gave them $1,000. You have no proof. If they want to, they could say, you didn't give us a penny. That's what they could have said, and it would have been believed. They could say l'hadam. They have a migu that we believe them what they're saying, even though they're saying they took the money from you, but they have a right to say the money we took from you is because we lent him another $1,000. But this shtar was still holding on, he still owes it to us. So therefore these people gain. Now the question is, le'inyan shlumei shliach mai. Now the shliach messed up, made no problem here. Now the shliach really should have first taken back the shtar and then paid up the money. So really the shliach made a hefsid for this, Avimi bread of Avua. As Avimi in Stam says, nothing doing, they're a bunch of liars, they're the gangsters there. I only borrowed $1,000, nothing more. So because of the shliach's mistake, he's going to have to pay another $1,000. So who's the mazik here? So Omar Rav Asher Rashi says, Chazina, let's see. Iyom Malay Shkol Shtor, if Avimi bread of Avua, the owner told the shliach, go and first take the shtar, and then give the money. So Mishalim, the shliach did something wrong, he has to pay the money, then he's the mazik here. But if he said, hav zuzi, give the money, then take back the shtar, le Mishalim, then the shliach didn't do anything wrong. Like he did what he was told, he first paid up, and then he asked back for the shtar. The Mor says, v'loy, it's not true. I tell you really, ben kach or ben kach, whichever way he told him, still the shliach has to pay. The shliach now did something wrong, Mishalim. What, Yomalei? The owner has the right to say to the shliach, Liskuni should resich of loylavosi. I sent you for my benefit and not to make it worse for me. I gave you this money to pay up for that chayv. That's the money I gave you. What you did now, you didn't pay up for that chayv. They're still keeping the shtar. They still have proof that I owe them $1,000. So the money I gave you is like you lost it. You ruined it. Therefore, no matter which way the owner told him, but the shlichus was that you have to pay up that shtar. And you have to make sure that I don't have to pay that money anymore. And if after you paid the money, I still have to pay it up, it's called you a mazik. I mean, you lost me $1,000. I got nothing out of the $1,000 I gave you. So it's called you a mazik. Therefore, the din is, you have to pay it back to me. All right, stop here. You're holding daf tei here, Yom Aleph, in the middle by the two dots. Morris says, he is a son. There was a lady. To have a mifkidei gabor miluga dishtari. That it was a pekodin, it means a man put by her, trusted her to hold, miluga dishtara, a bag full of shtaris. Like a bag full of checks. The Rashi says, tik, moli shtaris. In other words, a lot of people owed him money, and this was the proof that people owed him money. So he deposited, let a lady hold on to it. And what happened was the man died. Now also Yorshim, the kids came, Kotov Eleminei, they wanted to get back this big full of shtaris. In other words, now the Yorshim take over. The Yorshim, the kids, wanted to collect the money. So they said, this lady, give us back the shtaris that our father gave you to hold. Izomrulu, so she said to them, you should know, Mechayim Tefisna, Luhu. I'm already holding it for myself, when your father was still alive. In other words, your father owed me money also. I'm also like a malv. I lent him money, and they didn't pay me back yet. So you should know that when your father was still alive, I grabbed these shtaris to hold on to them to be able to collect my money. And we learned before that if you made a tefisa michayim when the husband of man is still alive, then the tefisa helps. To make a tefisa liyacha misa that we had before the kivashita, which you can't do it. It always goes to the yoshim because they don't have to make a shavua. But if you made a tefisa mechayim when the father was still alive, then it helps. So she says, her tainer is, that she was tough as she grabbed hold of it to keep it, mechayim, when the father was still alive. So, and the Yorshim is dumb, say no, the Yorshim say you weren't tough as it, give it back to us, you're only keeping it now. So Asoy lekayim with Rav Nachman, they went in front of Rav Nachman, they asked him the shayla, oh my lord. So Rav Nachman asked the lady, is lecho sadi de tavua minoch mechayim? Do you have any proof, any edim, that you went and asked the person for your money back when he was still alive? Do you have edim that you were teveya, you went to ask him to give you the money? Because usually that's what you do first. You don't stam grab shtoris. Usually what you do is first you go and ask him to pay you back the money he owes you. And if he says no, he doesn't pay you, then we can understand you would go and grab something to hold on to it. So we asked her, do you have any edim that you went and asked him for the money? He didn't give it to you. She said back, no, I don't have any proof. I don't have any edim. In other words, she didn't ask him for the money when he's still alive. So Nachman says, in Cain, if so, you should know, have a tfisad liachamisa. Like for sure, you're first grabbing it now after the person died. And the klal is, if you first grab it after the person dies, we say like Rabbi Akiva Shita, that right away the Yorshim Yarshin, it all belongs to the Yorshim, and you want to be Moitzi, take money away from the Yorshim, the Klal is Metaltlim, a money, you can't get away from the Yorshim, it's only Sud, it's only property that he pays up. Mashenkim Shtoris here, you can't get away from the Yorshim. So therefore Nachman says, you have to give it back to the Yorshim. Another story was, the Yisrael saw there was a lady, the Chayva Shavua Bedina the Rava, that she had to swear. There was somebody said that she owes them money, and she was Vaisa Maidra Miksas, whatever she was, that she had to swear to Pruta Pan, make herself Potter. She had to swear to say she doesn't owe the money. So she was about to swear in the, by the Bezdin of Rava. So the story, what happened was, Omra Le Bas Rav Chizda, the daughter of Rav Chizda, which is really Rava's wife, so Rava's wife told him that Yodana Bo the Chashuda Ashvua. I know her, I know this lady, and I know that she's a Choshen Ashvua. I'm afraid she's going to swear false. For it means nothing to swear false. See, if so, the klal is you can't let such a person swear. Though you say the Shvua is that when you're afraid to swear false, you admit you won't lie. But if this lady, it doesn't mean anything, a Shvua, so we can't let her swear. So therefore what Rava did was, like it says in the Mishnah in Shvuas, is apcha rava l'shvua asher kinegda. That's what Rava did, that's the din. That usually a person swears and he frees himself. But in a case where we're choshed you, we're afraid you're a liar, then the loch is asher kinegdo. We let the other person, the one that's asking you for the money, we let him swear. He swears that yes, you really owe me the money, and because of that you have to pay. That's the loch. So that's what Rava did over here. Rava believed his wife, and therefore Rava made the other person swear to collect money from her. Mura says, Zimna another time have a Yasvi Kaime Rav Papa for Ravada Bamasna. They were sitting with Papa and Ravada Bamasna. I see you Shtara Gabe. A star was born in front of them. Omalei Rav Papa, so Papa said, Yodana Be the Shtara Prihu. Rav Papa said right in front of Rava Vaistois that you should know, I know the star was paid up already. Like somebody came with a star to collect money. So Malva has a star saying that Reuven owes him $1,000. And Rav Papa says, he's an Eidechad Rav Papa, he says he knows that the star was really paid up already. Is Omalei, so Omalei, so Rav asked him, Ikin Yishachrina Badei Demar, do you have another Eidechad with you? In other words, you're only an Eidechad, I can't trust you. Do you have another person with you that there'll be like two Eidim? Is Omalei, he said back, like, no, I don't have anybody else with me. So Omalei, so Rava said, Afagav Dikamar, even though you we have you, but Eidechot Lav Klomu, the klal is Eidechot, means nothing but Dinamamnis. This person has a star, it's a good star, to us it looks like you collect money with it. Who's telling us not Rav Papa and Eidechot? I can't believe you, and Eidechot is not named by Mamnis. So Omalei Ravada Bamasna, so Ravada Bamasna asked the Kasha to Rava, for lo yehei Rav Papa kebas Rav Chizda. Like, what's going on here? How come you, Rav, in the case before, you listened to your wife, you believed your wife that said that the lady is a shakran, is a choshed ashuan, you didn't let her swear? So how come you're not trusting Rav Papa now that he tells you the star was paid up? So he answered back that Bas Rav Chizna, his own wife, Kimli Bigavor, I know her. Rav said, my own wife, I know, I trust, I know that she doesn't lie. So therefore, what she tells me that lady was a shakran, I believe her. But you, Rav Papa, you, I don't know. I don't know whether you're lying or not. I don't know you that well. Therefore, you, I don't trust. It's only a regular Eidechot. We can't rip up a star because of an Eidechot. So, Rav Papa, Papa said, Hashtu diyamamar, Kimli begavor milsehi. Since Kimla, since if the dying himself understands himself like Kimli, he trusts his own wife. Now, Rav trusted his own wife. even though she was only an Eid Echad. But if you trust the person, you could believe it. Says so. Kagain Abba Ma Bri De Kimli Begave Karin and Shtar Rapume. In other words, by this case also, since Abba Ma Bre knows me very well, and he for sure trusts me, therefore if you trust me, even though I'm only an Eid Echad, that's the klal. Usually we don't believe in Eid Echad. But if the Dayan trusts the Eid Echad, knows for sure he's not lying, then you have a right to trust him. So then we should rip up the shtar. Don't let the person, don't let the malva collect the money with the shtar. So Maria Sakasha, Kurana Sakadaitach, do you really mean to say we should rip it up? There's ripping up the shtar, and that your mamish need to aid him. Because the way we look at the shtar right now, it's a good shtar, it's a good check, like he collect the money. So he answered back, Elu, what he meant to say is, Morana Shtarapume. Just means to say we'll make something bad about the shtar. In other words, right now we're not going to collect. Since you were a puppet, say you know that it was paid up already, we're not going to go and collect the money with the shtar. But to go so far to rip it up, that we can't do. For that, you need to aid him. Right now, we won't collect the money. Just Lu Yitzui is going to bring to aid him that the shtar is a good shtar, then Avad will believe it to aid him. But to rip it up, no. But to collect, we have a right to say, Kimli Begavei, the Dayan has a right to say, Kimli, I trust this Eid Echad, and I won't collect the money because of the Eid Echad. Mara says that Yisus saw there was a lady, the Yechaiva Shvua Bedina Derav Beve Barabaya. This lady was Mechuyah, she was supposed to swear in this Bezdin. Again, somebody asked her for money, she was a Moedim Mixas, she's supposed to swear. Is Amalu Hu Baldover, so the other Baldover that she's supposed to swear to said, Teisei V'tishpa B'mosa, I want you to go and swear in your own city. In other words, Efshe Demichsefor Umaydiyah, maybe you'll be embarrassed like to swear false in your own city where people know you, and you'll admit that you owe me the money. That's what the Baal Dover want. Is Omrulu, so she said back to the other person like this, I'll do it, but Kisvuli Zachvosa. I want you right now to write me up a shtar that if I do swear, I'm going to be freed. I'm going to be put. I'm not going to have to pay you any money. That's called Zachvosa. Techi Mishtabono Yoivali. That when I do swear, then you'll give me the shtar. In other words, I want to make sure it's all ready. That I'll do what you want, I'll swear for you. But I don't want to have to wait around there till they write me up my shtar to say that I'm potter. I want you to write up the shtar zachvosa that I'm potter right now. And true, you hold on to it until I swear. But when I swear, then you give it to me and then I'll use it. So, Omalu Rav David Barabaya, Kisvulu, I said, go ahead and write it.
Yeah? Only if she swears that she didn't have it.
Is she swears?
She didn't own the money.
Right, yeah, right, right, yeah. Joshi, she says she wants you to write up a shtar that I'm putting right now, and you'll give it to me after I swear, right? So Rabbeinu said, very good, okay, do it. Kisvulu, write up the shtar right now that she's putter. She'll be freed if she swears. Omer Rav Papa, Papi says, no, nothing doing. Mishum di asisim imoloyi, amrisa milim milaiso. You come from a city like Mulaisa. Rashi says that's like Beis Eli. That had a curse, that a klala, that they all died very young. So kids, so you're like afraid you're going to die, you're not going to live out. That's why you want to rush things, and you want to write up the shtar azachvasa right now. It's no good. Homer Rava said like this, that hay ashrasa the dina. Ashrasa the dina means when Bezdin makes a henpik on a shtar. That means usually a shtar, midiraisa edim sign on a shtar, that's enough. The Rabbonin said we have to be afraid maybe it was forged, and you have to have that the Dayonim make a henpik. That means two Edim come in front of Bezdin and says, we know that this is really the signatures of the Edim, and Bezdin signs the henpik saying that this B'dish Tar was Mekuyim, that's called Kiyim Ashtar, in front of us. What? We're not afraid. That's okay, we're not afraid. So, hi Ashrasa the Dayanim. When Bezdin writes down their Ashrasa, they write down that they're signing it now, that they know the shtar is good. To Michtavo, if the Bezdin writes it down on the shtar, Mekayme Denach Vasadi, before the Edim tell the Bezdin that they know that these signatures are good, Achsima Shedai Yupsula, such a thing is no good. Alma, what do we see? Mechse Keshikra, it looks like a lie. Even though really at the end everything is okay really. Just at the time when you wrote down, when the Bezdin writes down on the shtar, they're writing down, we know these Eidim are true. Now really when they write it down, they don't know yet. Because the second pair of Eidim didn't come in front of them yet to tell them that they know it's really their signature. So if you write it down before you really know, it's possible. It's not called a good henpik. Why? Because it's mechzek yeshikra. It looks like a lie. So hachinam, the same thing over here also. Mechzek yeshikra. We should be afraid. You can't write a shtas achvasa now. You can't write up for this lady to say that she's potter, she's freed. She doesn't have to pay the money right now. Because right now she's not freed. She didn't swear yet. You can't write such a shtar. Only if she swears, and then she's potter, then you can write a shtar to free her. But before she swears, we can't write such a shtar. If it looks like a sheker, it's a chson in the shtar. The Gemara says, "Belaisi, we don't hold like this. Really, you're allowed to do this. We're not afraid to mess like a shikra." And I'll tell you, the Rai is mid Rav Nachman, from Rav Nachman Talocha. The Yom Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman says, that Oy Mahoye, Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir said, by a get isha, that if a man wrote up a get, and he lost it, afilu motzu biyashbi, even if he finds it in the garbage, v'chosmu, and it's signed, he has Adam signed on it, v'nostmu, and he gives it to his kosher, it's kosher. So you see what? We're not afraid to mechzek a shikra, even though he found it in the garbage, like he didn't write it up even. But as long as it was signed, l'shmo, Rameya Shitra is, edach simakarsi. According to Rameya, the main thing is, b'shas tachsimas, when the Edom sign. So as long as you have Edom signing on the shtar, l'shmo, that's good. Even though it looks like sheker, because when it was written up, it wasn't written l'shmo. Now, v'afilu rabbonin, even the rabbonin, lo'y pligilad Rameya, they only argue on Rameya l'mikidin oshim, t'bin and k'tibu l'shmo. They say in such a case, by a get the sack apostle. Because the get they hold, the ksiva, you have to write to get lishmo. So if you find it in the garbage, it wasn't written lishmo, that's no good. But b'shar shtoris, any other shtar, shtar milva, shtar zachvosa, there's no din, you have to write it lishmo. It's only Allah, it has to be emes, it has to have the truth. Moidelei, they agree. And another proof is, the Yomar Rabasi, Rabasi says, Yomar Rab Yechanan, that shtar shelova bo yupora, a shtar milva, that you once borrowed money, you wrote up a shtar, that Reuven owes you $1,000, and then Reuven paid it back to you. Now, so you used the shtar already. So what about now if you want to lend him again another $1,000? Are you allowed to use this same check over again? Can you use the same shtar over again? So the Yechanan says, "Ein chayzer b'lova boy." You can't use the same shtar over a second time, and again lend the same person another $1,000. Why not? Because the shibud of the shtar was already used up already. Like Rashi says at the bottom, Rashi, Mishapora botel ashtar. Once he paid you up the first time, that's the end of the shtar. V'nimtzes milva sheni milva peh v'enagovim en lakuchas. It's like you moichol the shibud. The shibud is not here. That's why you can't use the shtar a second time. So the diik is, Taima, why can't you use the shtar a second time? The nimchal shibud, it's a new svara, says shibud, the rights to use the shtar to collect on the karka was used up already. They can't make a shibud anymore. But if it wouldn't be for that problem, I will mechzek a shikra.